So yeah, we back and we talking video games. We talking video games today.
Yep.
We talking video games today and I wanted to see. Let me see. I wrote something down. I wanted to go through it because we were talking about how video games connect with wrestling. This isn't gonna be as much about wrestling. It's gonna be about video games. But we're gonna start off. I was looking at the battles and I actually wrote it down because from when I started playing, you had, you had the regular Nintendo Entertainment System. That was the first one. That's the one that I had. That's what started it all. Actually, I apologize. It was the Atari. It was the Atari. And I had the Atari first. And then the battles went, it was the Sega Genesis versus the SNES, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Then you had the Nintendo 64 versus the PlayStation. Then you had the PS2 versus the Xbox versus the GameCube. Then you had PS3 versus the Xbox 360 versus the Wii/Wii U. Then you had the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch. And now going into the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. So, yeah. I'm trying to think of the best one that I like, the best one. And honestly, for real, probably Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. The Super Nintendo Sega Genesis, like, it was so many dope ass games that came out around that time. Turtles in Time. Turtles in fucking Time. Anybody that has ever played that game will tell you. I mean, I spent many hours and many quarters at Chuck E. Cheese playing Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. Like, you get three good players and you play that shit. That's a game that you can play all night. What are some other good ones? Somebody said, okay, we gotta, hold on, I actually wrote that down. Hold on. So, Super Mario All-Stars, the one that had all the Mario joints on there. Honestly, every Mario that came out for Super Nintendo was pretty dope. I'm not sure if Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars, I'm not sure if that was on Super Nintendo, if it was on Nintendo 64. I think it was on Super Nintendo. But regardless, every Mario that came out for Super Nintendo was dope. I don't know not one that was garbage. I'm trying to think of the winner of that, too. That's a hard one. You can't really definitively say. I don't think any year you can definitively say either one of them was the better system because Nintendo had some dope-ass games, but then you had Sega who had, for instance, if you played Aladdin and you played it on Super Nintendo and you played it on Sega, it's two different games. Sega, Aladdin had a sword. There was different levels and shit, and you actually would attack the enemies with the sword. On Super Nintendo, there was no sword. He threw apples, which is kind of fucking lame, but, I mean, at the same time, it was still a dope game, but the Sega Genesis version was by far way better. Lion King was a good game. I'll be trying to tell everybody. One of the hardest games I've ever played in my life was Lion King. And if y'all know what I'm talking about, y'all know the level where you're on the ostrich and fucking you gotta jump. You gotta jump and you fucking literally, it's the double jump, the first double jump. And it's hard as fuck to get past. Like, I don't know nobody, but I don't care how good you are at video games. You sit somebody in front of that fucking game and you put them on that level. And you tell them to get past it, it's gonna take them a while. But Super Nintendo had some gems. I had a Super Nintendo personally. My cousin had the Sega Genesis, so I would go over there and play the games, and he would come over there. Like, it was, you know, the games I wanted to play on Sega, and he had them on, and vice versa. So I remember going over there playing Spider-Man Maximum Carnage. That was one of my favorites. Spider-Man Maximum Carnage and Double Dragon. What else for Sega? Sega had some shit, though. Sega definitely has Sonic, of course. When you can't compare it. Like, you got Mario for Super Nintendo, and then you got Sonic. I actually like Bubsy. That was a good game, man. People don't know about Bubsy. That's a sleeper game. Now, Bubsy, too, all the rest of them suck dick, but the first one was pretty dope. The first one was pretty dope. But yeah, those are some of my favorite titles. And then we go on to from Super Nintendo to the, let me see. I'm so tired of losing things on this damn phone. I know that I did not. Hold on. Okay, here we go. So then we go to Nintendo 64 PlayStation, the first PlayStation. games that stick out. Nintendo 64, of course, No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, WCW versus NWO World Tour, and WCW versus NWO Revenge. Those four, by far, you got must-haves, must-plays. GoldenEye, oh my God, we spent many nights playing GoldenEye and Perfect Dark. Those are the first-person shooters. Before Call of Duty was there, you had those games. That was the beginning of it for me. Other than Doom, besides Doom, I believe Doom was like the first first-person shooter for real, but I could be wrong, but the first one that was a mainstream, you know, game was Doom. And after that, you had Perfect Dark, you had GoldenEye. Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver. I be telling a lot of people about those games. That's another sleeper game that I be telling people to check out, is Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, the Soul Reaver series, and the Blood Omen series. I had to light my cigarette. But yeah, the Blood Omen series and the Soul Reaver series. And mad people, I be trying to tell them about that game, and they're like, I ain't never played it, but that's one of the dopest games like I ever fucking played. Raziel is a vampire, and Kain is a vampire king. Kain is a father. He has all these sons, but all his sons are fucking ugly and like decrepit and fucking. Raziel is beautiful. He's like the most beautiful demon, a vampire. So Kain gets mad at him and shit, and he calls him down, and he rips his fucking wings off, and he throws him in like a pit of acid. So like his body fucking melts and shit, and it's like, you know, his torso is all fucked up and shit. He's like, he becomes this thing, but he's called the Soul Reaver, where he's not just a vampire anymore, because his lower half of his jaw is gone. So he's a fucking the Soul Reaver, and he basically is trying to get revenge on his dad. And the games eventually come. You got Blood Omen, which is Kain's series, Soul Reaver's Raziel series, and then they actually come together. Forgot the name of the game where it's both of them, but it's a game where it's both of them together, and you get to play as Kain and Raziel. And I'm trying to tell you, I mean, just go to YouTube and look up Kain and Raziel. You'll figure out the name of the game once you see it. I can't remember the name of it right now, but you'll see it. And damn, man, I'm trying. That brought back memories right there, just that game right there. Let me think of some more good games. What were some more good games? Oh yeah, shout outs to also back to Super Nintendo. I want to shout out Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Zombies Ate My Neighbors was fucking amazing. Zombies Ate My Neighbors was one of the, if you've never played it, play it. It's fucking dope. And then you got places. You had Dragoon. Dragoon was fucking dope. Dragoon was fucking dope as fuck. Tenchu. It was another ninja game too, and it might have been Tenchu, but I might be wrong. But it was a you could jump on the fucking on the top of the roof, and like ninja stars and shit. And when I think of the name of the game, I'm gonna fucking come back to y'all, because it was one of the dopest fucking ninja games I ever played, and I don't know why they didn't make any more of them. That shit was pretty dope, though. That shit was pretty dope. I fuck with that game. I fuck with that game hard as a bitch. And then, let's see. Then we go to PlayStation 2, the first Xbox, and the GameCube. The GameCube sucked dick, but it had, like, a couple of good, like, Mario, where you was cleaning up and shit. That shit was all right. Luigi's Mansion was all right, but, I mean, it was just in the fucking way. It was in the way. Nintendo definitely has never been up there with the graphics, but the gameplay was... There was a couple good games on there, but it wasn't all that. One game that I did play on there a lot was WWF Royal Rumble. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. I played Royal Rumble on Dreamcast. And it might have been ported over to the GameCube. I'm not sure. I got to come back. But I believe that's the Day of Reckoning or something like that. It was some WWE game that I played on that shit, though. That's what I used to play on there. That's like the only game I played on fucking GameCube, other than the Mario games and shit. But then you had, Xbox 360. No, I'm sorry. We had the Xbox One, the first Xbox. So Halo, all day. PS2, Medal of Honor. Before Call of Duty really picked up, you had Medal of Honor. You had fuck, man. It was a whole bunch of fucking... I'm trying to think. It was another war game that was, like, a good game that everybody played before everybody started playing fucking Call of Duty and shit. But that shit was pretty fucking dope. But, yeah, man, y'all already know. It's too many. The PS2, Vice City, San Andreas, fuck, man, the list goes on and on. Then we go to PS3, Xbox 360, the Wii and the Wii U. And we're going to do part 2. We're going to start on that with the Wii U and everything. We're going to do part 2 for that.